Anyway, we got the scoot here. 28 minutes after 6 o'clock. Joining us next half hour, you don't want to miss out on this one because he's talking about something we've all been talking about here lately.
Yeah, we're going to have the reporter behind this Nation piece that started this whole PTSD / personality disorder controversy, the Army discharging soldiers because of previously existing personality disorders.
No. Doesn't jive.
No.
He's coming up next half hour, and hopefully you'll stay with us here on 3WT. 28 minutes after the hour.
You talking to me?
Or me?
Hey, what about me?
3WT. Left, right, and whatever we want. 1500 AM, 1077 FM.
Howdy, friends. Happy Columbus Day. I don't know if that's the official greeting. If anybody knows the official greeting for Columbus Day, would you mind calling us? Because I feel so inappropriate. 877-398-1077.
Maybe it's Merry Columbus Day.
Merry Columbus Day.
I don't know.
Or Happy Dominican Republic, if you've missed America by 500 miles day. Something like that. Anyway, glad you're with us. It's going to be 90 today. That's going to be the high. I know. It's crazy. Here's October, whatever. 69 is our current temperature. Mark Stern over there dressed very splendidly. And how would you describe his outfit, Jess?
Very handsome.
Very handsome. Okay. When in doubt, go with handsome.
Gets that hot spot right after the show.
Exactly. Anyway, we have a very special guest standing by. We've been following the shocking treatment of some Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans for months now. Now, some soldiers who were injured in roadside bombs or other attacks came home only to find out the military wouldn't give them the disability pay they thought they deserved.
There have been thousands of troops who appear to be suffering from traumatic brain disorder and post-traumatic stress disorder, but then they are diagnosed with pre-existing personality disorders despite the military's intense medical exams before the soldiers are sent into combat. With all the reporting on these cases, it would seem likely that the government would look into these claims, but the Nation reporter Joshua Kors has been following the case from the beginning, and he joins us now with the unfortunate update. Good morning to you, Josh.
Good to be with you, Jessica.
Turn the mic on, Peppy. Josh, you were here with us a couple of months ago talking about Army Specialist John Town. Now, he's just one soldier who was discharged with a pre-existing personality disorder. Now, you have an update for us, and this is an outrageous story when we first heard about this with you, Josh. Tell us what you've learned since your appearance the last time.
That's right. Following my reporting, a specialist, John Town, testified before Congress. He had been struck by a rocket in Iraq and lost a significant portion of his hearing. The Army doctor who treated him decided that he had lost his hearing due to a pre-existing personality disorder. He's just one of 22,500 soldiers who's been diagnosed and discharged with this pre-existing condition.
All right, let's stop right now, Joshua. How in the world do you have a personality disorder from a rocket taking your hearing away? How does that work?
You know, it's just not supposed to make sense. It's more of a scheme to discharge them without paying benefits. They don't have to pay them disability or medical benefits for the rest of their life. And in Town's case, like so many thousands of these wounded soldiers, he had to pay back his signing bonus, so that on the day of his discharge, he found out he actually owed the Army several thousand dollars.
Now, why did he have to pay back a signing bonus if he's discharged because of wounds gotten in combat? I mean, that's crazy.
Well, you're paid a signing bonus for the years that you're planning on serving.
Right.
And if you're too wounded to serve out that contract, you have to pay out the years.
You know, this sounds like an NFL contract versus a contract with the armed services.
Well, you know, Josh, too, the part of the really upsetting thing from your latest articles, you've done a lot of digging into the cover-up, essentially, that went on to keep these cases from coming to light. Major General Gail Pollack, who's the acting surgeon general, you write that she did some sort of extensive review, or at least she claimed to, but that's not what you found.
That's right. Surgeon General Pollack has been very aggressive in trying to cover up these cases. In October, she met with a group of veterans and agreed to look at a stack of personality disorder cases, including John Towns. But what ended up happening is quite the opposite. 5 months later, she produced a report saying all of those cases had been thoughtfully and thoroughly diagnosed, and that she decided that all of those cases were properly diagnosed. Well, I did a touch more digging and found out that in that 5 month thoughtful and thorough review, as she called it, they didn't interview a single person, nobody, not even the soldiers whose cases they were reviewing. All they did was go back to the doctor's office where these false diagnoses were made and ask the doctor, did you get it right the first time? The doctor said, yep, we did. And they considered it was a closed case at that point. They shut down the review. And they were very aggressive in giving different stories to the soldiers. At first they said, oh no, we had a meticulous review. They said it was done by a panel of health experts. They even said that the panel was not involved in the original diagnoses. They were independent. None of those turned out to be the case. And as you can imagine, the Surgeon General Pollack received quite an amount of criticism because of that.
It is 6:40. We're speaking with Joshua Kors, reporter for The Nation and contributor to ABC News. And Josh, that's not the only thing you found. You found a psychiatrist who was pressured into handing out these pre-existing conditions rather than PTSD diagnoses.
That's right. I spoke with several doctors who talked about rampant misdiagnoses at their hospitals. One told me he was pressured by superiors to purposely misdiagnose personality disorder. And Jessica, the cases that he described were just as clear-cut as the dozens that I found in the 12 months I've been reporting. He spoke about one soldier who lost a large portion of his leg while serving in Iraq. His superiors pressured him to call that personality disorder.
Joshua, let's back up here a couple of seconds, because when you hear these stories, and we've been hearing a story like this morning, and you get so angry listening to this, because you hear you have men and women who've given not only just their lives but their limbs for their country, and they're getting hosed. It smells like a hose job. And when you say they were pressured, who pressured them? And do the politicians that we pay to watch things like this, are they doing anything about this? Are they aware of what's going on?
Well, after my reporting was released, Congress has been taking action. But even that has been a mixed scenario. As I mentioned, Congressman Bob Filner of the House Veterans Affairs Committee called a hearing to investigate this. And Senators Barack Obama and Kit Bond have put forward legislation in the Senate on the House side that's been matched by Congressman Phil Hare's bill. The idea behind that bill was to freeze personality disorder discharges until this scandal could be looked at. But unfortunately, politically, it hasn't quite worked out that way. The bill didn't go forward, but an amendment about personality disorder was added to the Pentagon budget, which was approved last week. Now, for most newspapers, the headline was $150 billion to continue the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. But what veterans were looking at was this personality disorder amendment. And unfortunately, it was extraordinarily weakened. What this amendment does is not freeze personality disorder discharges. All it does is require a review of these cases by Surgeon General Gail Pollack. That obviously shocked so many veterans, because it was Pollack herself who was involved in engineering the cover-up of these cases.
Well, in case people aren't angry enough at what we've heard so far, they might get angry at this, that the military is saving $12.5 billion in disability and medical care because of these discharges. But ultimately, at least John Towne is getting some money. How is that happening? And what about the other soldiers? This is sort of a special case for him, right? Not for everybody else?
That's right. Well, in the wake of my reporting, the VA decided to go back and take a second look at his case. And they decided that his case was improperly diagnosed. They decided he did have personality disorder and that he was wounded in combat. You would have thought that was an easy call, since he won the Purple Heart after being struck by the rocket. He's now getting 100% disability, and it came just in time. He had not received a doctor's visit in 8 months.
Wow.
And with the hearing loss, with the memory problems he was suffering, it was quite severe. He was too sick to work, and his family was just about to go bankrupt. They had their phones turned off because the family could not afford a telephone. Just a few weeks later, after their case was reversed, they received a check for over $20,000 that finally put them on the right path.
Well, Josh, we want to thank you for giving us an update on this story because it's just an outrageous story. Joshua Kors, he's the reporter for The Nation and contributor to ABC News. We're glad you're with us here this morning, 6:45 here on 3WT, 90 for the high, 69 right now. Our phone number is 1-877-398-1077. We probably live in an area here that it's more packed with military people and retired military people. I'm just wondering, is anybody wondering like I am why the Surgeon General still has a job today? I mean, is anybody else wondering that story? I mean, after you heard Joshua Kors saying that she's responsible for this cover-up because no one figured out they're going to need extra money for these soldiers, sailors, Marines, and airmen. Is anybody just outraged by this? I mean, really, I know it's Columbus Day and you have the day off. I'm just a little surprised that we have troops are having to fight for benefits because some bureaucrat forgot to put it in the budget. Two questions. Why does the Surgeon General still have a job? And are you outraged by the story that we keep hearing from people like Joshua Kors that our troops aren't getting the health care that they need when they come back from combat? Outrageous. 877-398-1077. Just curious, I'm throwing it out there because we have people in the audience who have sons and daughters going over there risking their lives. How comfortable are you with the fact that when they come back, not everybody can get on the front page of the Washington Post like that one soldier did who got his $20,000 check? There's a lot of you who are not getting the health care not only that you deserve, but you should demand it. Anyway, I'm sure we'll get phone calls throughout the morning about that. We've got other things to deal with in a couple of moments.
Well, coming up, why it's going to be a ho-hum Christmas for retailers. We're going to have that in business news as well.
6:46 here at 3WT.
You're listening to 3WT. 1500 AM, 107.7 FM.
It's 6:51 here at 3WT, 69 degrees, going up into the 90s for Columbus Day. Happy Columbus Day to you. By the way, the phones are lining up right now. A lot of you are just about as outraged as we are that our troops are not getting the care they need. Thanks to the Surgeon General trying to fix the deal for us. 877-398-1077. Your calls are coming up. The phones are lined up here, and we'd love to talk to you. It's 6:53. We'll go to the phones next at 877-398-1077. We just had somebody on the phone that I want to get back. He's a Vietnam vet, and we're talking about post-traumatic syndrome and why our vets aren't getting the health care they need when they come back from combat. They're being kicked out with personality disorders. I want to know if anybody else is just outraged by that. We certainly are here. 877-398-1077 to the phones next. 6:55, let's go to the phone and say hello to Bill. Bill's from Fairfax. Welcome to 3WT, Bill.
Hey, morning. Good talking to you. Been listening to you a long time since you were spinning records back in the old days. I'll tell you what, this is just amazing.
In other words, our troops are being denied the proper care from coming back from combat, and they're being labeled.
It's worse than that. I mean, they're lying. They're flat out lying. These people that have taken an oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States as federal employees. We've got a Surgeon General who claims to be a medical doctor who's taken the Hippocratic Oath, but it sounds more like she took the Hippocratic Oath, because here she is just kowtowing to her boss, and basically they're being told, we can't afford this, it's not in the budget, let's sweep it under the carpet, but yet this chicken butt Congress that just went into power at the last election will not stand up to the Republicans. They might as well be Republicans. I mean, why did people even bother to vote Democratic? They could have voted Republican and got exactly the same thing. There's not a Democratic congressman in the House or the Senate that's willing to stop these nuts.
Well, Bill,
goes on.
Democrat or Republican, what do you think should happen to the Surgeon General? Should she...
Finally, the Congress should get some guts, get an investigation going, and once they find out she really did what it appears she's done, she ought to be fired. Right. And then her boss that told her to do it ought to be fired, and it ought to go up the ladder. I have never seen such a bunch of government draft dodgers sacrificing teenage boys and young fathers in the name of keeping their country club memberships so cheap.
I don't want you to hold out on this, Bill. Just tell it the way it is, buddy. 657 here at 3WT.
And now we're going to Aaron in Baltimore, who wants to jump in on this PTSD versus personality disorder discussion. What do you have to say, Aaron?
Good morning. First of all, I congratulate this station for being responsible enough to investigate and report issues that, frankly, to me and certain communities in this country are actually, as sad as they are, they're not surprising. If you look at this administration from the top down, it's a Machiavellian approach. In other words, you know, you pose a certain front, but behind the scenes, you really are just running amok, essentially self-interested. And you really don't care about these young men and women that are being sacrificed, really to what end? If you look at the initial beginning of the war that is causing all of these injuries, you start with a lie. So then why do we expect that somewhere along the line this gets cleaned? You know, what's surprising to me is to hear the response of people on the right that are appalled by this. Again, from certain communities, we see this and very little else. So I don't care if it's at the level of district attorney, if it's at the level of attorney general, anywhere in between, we find corruption, we find running amok, and essentially lying from day one. So I just think that when stations like this expose it, then things get at least discussed. What should happen to this attorney general? I'm sorry, this
Surgeon General.
Yeah, I think that this is a wartime. I think this person should be tried with treason, and a whole lot of them.
All right. Listen, Aaron, we're out of time. Didn't mean to cut you off, buddy, but thank you so much for your comments. I think a lot of people feel the way you do. I don't know about the treason part, but somebody ought to be held accountable for this. We're talking about the Surgeon General playing fast and loose with some of the facts. 659 here at 3WT. I'm David Byrd.
And I'm Jessica Doyle. Coming up, we're going to be talking about Marion Jones. 5 years later, we get an apology. Is it enough? We're going to be talking about that with Wayne Cohen.
Quickly, let's go around the horn quickly. I'm David Byrd. That's Mark Stern, and sitting across resplendent in her Columbus Day outfit, because that is a Columbus Day outfit.
Yes. Yes, indeed it is.
Very sharp.
And we've been talking about this PTSD versus personality disorder diagnosis. One thing that some people might get pretty upset about, Colonel Stephen Kaur is the chief of Fort Carlson's behavioral health unit. He put out a memo telling people, we can't fix every soldier. We have to hold soldiers accountable for their own behavior. Everyone in life beyond babies, the insane, the demented, and mentally retarded have to be held accountable for what they do in life. We're not naive and shouldn't automatically believe everything soldiers tell us. He also urges doctors to discharge troubled soldiers quickly, as he put it, get out the dead wood.
Can I just smack this guy?
That's from a psychologist in charge of a unit that's set there to deal with soldiers who've come back from Iraq and Afghanistan with these horrible injuries, with post-traumatic stress disorder. Get out the dead wood.
Yeah, I'll get you dead wood here, pal. Love to know what you guys think of that kind of comment. 877-398-1077. Sounds like a beating's in order for that one. Anyway, it's 3 minutes after the hour. Check in with traffic. 14 minutes after the hour, 714. Our phone number is 877-398-1077. As a matter of fact, we were talking about the lack of planning by the Defense Department and some of the things the Surgeon General has said about post-traumatic syndrome, blaming it now on personality disorders. And we've asked you what you thought about all this, and this is what you're saying.
These military generals and people lying, they need to be court-martialed and held to the same standards that the civilians are held at for lying. I mean, this is flat-out ridiculous. If they start court-martialing these people and sending them to jail, they will stop lying and they will stop pressuring other people, and they will give our veterans what they deserve.
1500 AM, 1077 FM.
Fighting these extremists and terrorists, the best way to honor your loved one is to make sure that he or she has the full support of the United States government as you accomplish the mission that we have set out.
We're not talking about abandoning Iraq. We're talking about changing the mission.
3WT. Left, right, and whatever we want. 1500 AM, 1077 FM.
They did beat a good Detroit Lions team who were 3-1 coming into this game.
Okay.
That's a nice win.
Okay, it's okay, buddy. That's okay. We're with you. Okay, just take it easy now.
Come in my yard, you're going to get smacked around, pal.
Put that ice towel back around your neck, okay? Also, we've been talking about the outrageous treatment and medical care that our veterans are getting when they come back. Surgeon General has pulled a fast and loose one here, saying it's a personality disorder. And what are you saying about that? Well, you got a lot to say.
These military generals and people lying, they need to be court-martialed and held to the same standards that the civilians are held at for lying. I mean, this is flat-out ridiculous. If they start court-martialing these people and sending them to jail, they will stop lying and they will stop pressuring other people, and they will give our veterans what they deserve.
I think it is absolutely an outrage that these veterans are getting the short end of the stick from our government. It's sad and it's deplorable that they behave like this, that the government would toward our veterans. And I intend to contact my congressman at least and see if I can get something done about it.
My name is Greg. I'm calling you from Warrenton, Virginia. I'm a former U.S. Marine, and I am absolutely outraged how we treat our veterans. And this Surgeon General should be released from duty immediately. And the outcry of the public should just come forward. And we wonder why our young men and women don't want to join the military. I think this is absolutely outrageous. And from one Marine, it just infuriates me.
731 3WT is what you're listening to. 69 degrees, going up in the 90s. I'm David Byrd.
And I'm Jessica Doyle. We've been talking about this personality disorder story. You can continue to jump in on that one, 1-877-398-1077. We're also going to be talking about a 20-year-old off-duty sheriff's deputy who went into a party, allegedly shot and killed six people, and maybe because his ex-girlfriend was there. That's the latest from CNN. The deputy has is no longer alive.
Right.
They went out looking for him, and the circumstances under which he died are being kept quiet right now while they're investigating. But they may have been he may have been brought down by a sniper in that investigation.
This seems to be more the exception, well, the rule than the exception. These kind of stories. Hate to see that. 7:32. Let's check in with Jim Russ at the traffic center. He's sitting in for Jerry Edwards, and it is Columbus Day, and happy Columbus Day. Jim, if you're there. Okay, he's not there. I thought this much. Anyway, we'd love to hear from you this morning, 877-398-1077. A lot of different varieties of topics to choose from.
Now we're going to the phone saying good morning to Elaine. Elaine, you want to jump in on this PTSD versus personality disorder controversy.
That's right. I just think that I wanted to say that I think everyone's missing the point. The Surgeon General is an employee of the Commander-in-Chief, and he is responsible for making policy decisions like this. So she's an employee. She's not making it up. She's doing what she's told to do, and people need to look higher than the Surgeon General. She shouldn't be doing it. We don't want her to do it, but I do believe she would be following orders. So where does the responsibility lie? Where does the buck stop?
I think it goes back upstairs. Thank you, Elaine, and have a safe journey. She's from Rhode Island, just passing through. 7:36 here at 3WT, and oh, no, Elaine's not the only one who's got something to say about this.
My name is Tim Marshall. I'm a veteran. I have a son in Afghanistan and a daughter-in-law, his wife, about to be deployed to Baghdad. To not take care of the soldier in this fashion by getting them out on a supposed diagnosis of a personality disorder goes completely against what President Bush has stated in public many times about taking care of the soldier and the family. Not only that, we have both parents in this situation being deployed. They have two children. This is absolutely ludicrous to be able to say that we're taking care of the soldiers when we have a policy of diagnosing someone with a personality disorder just in order to get them out of the service and not have to pay disability, especially if they are injured. This is absolutely appalling.
It is appalling. And you know, David, we were talking about Blackwater last week and how those guys are making $1,200 a day.
And getting great health care, too, by the way.
We can pay them $1,200 a day, but our own soldiers who are protecting the country, they're fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq, they're coming back with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. They're getting kicked out because of pre-existing personality disorders that don't really exist. If they had existed, they would have been flagged with their medical exams before they got into the service to begin with. Where are our priorities? We can spend the money on Blackwater, but we can't spend it on health care for the soldiers returning.
You think maybe someone forgot to put that in the budget when the war started? Because, you know, that's part of the war. You got to take care of the people who get wounded and who are killed.
It's astounding.
Somebody dropped the ball somewhere, and somebody needs to pay for this, because these soldiers, Marines, and airmen, and sailors shouldn't have to be treated like this whatsoever. It's just outrageous. If you're outraged, you can call your congressman or call somebody, because these guys are suffering from this. 877-398-1077. That's the phone number to get a hold of us, and we're glad you are listening to us here on 3WT. Let's go to the phone and say hello to Jerry. Jerry's calling in from Harper's Ferry. Jerry, good morning, and welcome to 3WT.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing pretty good, man. And what's up with you? You're a Vietnam vet, I understand?
Yes, sir. Vietnam veteran. Got out in 1969 or 68 after Tet Offensive. I was at Quezon during Tet Offensive 68. And I put a claim in for PTSD for 30 years. And I keep getting this. I got all the way up to 50%. So I'm doing pretty good, eh?
Well, you're doing better than some of these Afghanistan and Iraqi veterans. They're getting nothing. But
I'll tell you, I really love these guys. I mean, and gals, they are girls, excuse me. Forgot what age I am. But young men and women, they're so proud of them. I mean, they deserve a lot more than we got as Viet Vets, you know. You pretty well got a hard road to handle from the first day. I come out of Quezon, and 4 days later, I was on the streets.
Wow, man. Jerry, wish you the best, buddy, and thank you so much for calling, too, and thanks for your service to your country. 747 here. That's right, at 3WT. Don't forget the Tony Kornheiser Show starring David Byrd. Yeah, talking about me again. I know. So, if it's about me, I'll talk about it.
I'm waiting for the orange transformation.
There will be an orange transformation. We have to take a quick break.
Right, but coming up on 3WT, a shock jock may be back on the airwaves before the end of the year. We're going to have the details in business.
If a politician believes in free speech, why the heck does he charge so much for them? 3WT, left, right, and whatever we want. 1500 AM, 1077 FM.
Byrd and Doyle in the morning. Call them now at 1-877-398-1077.
1500 AM, 1077 FM.
Fighting these extremists and terrorists, the best way to honor your loved one is to make sure that he or she has the full support of the United States government as you accomplish the mission that we have set out.
We're not talking about abandoning Iraq. We're talking about changing the mission.
3WT, left, right, and whatever we want. 1500 AM, 1077 FM.
7:55 here on 3WT. Miss Jessica Dole, resplendent in her Columbus Day outfit. Of course, it's traditional yellow. And we'll have a traditional lunch of Spam and some other mystery foods. We're glad you're with us. 69 degrees, went up to the 90s. And we've been talking about a lot of different things this morning. Everything from the Redskins and what a great win that was, even though it was Detroit. don't get too juiced up here. We've been talking about PTSD, how the Surgeon General really did a flim-flam all our troops, trying to blame it on personality disorders so the government doesn't have to pay for their health care. And we've asked you to comment on that, and boy, are you ever commenting.
Trillian from Ellisville, Maryland. Get out the dead wood. A comment like this is very insensitive, and first off, when you have soldiers making a lot of sacrifices for us, and they come back with problems, being told to get out the dead wood is not helping, and very insensitive. If you were to hire a psychologist because you had an actual problem and you were told that, chances are you're not going to hire him, and that's the point. This guy is terrible at his job.
Leslie from Rockville, the Surgeon General is a presidential appointee. Also, too, if you look back over this administration record on veterans, every year they have cut the VA budget. And while they talk about helping the veterans, knowing they were creating more. So I'm not surprised, and I think it's an outrage, and I'm glad you're airing it. Thank you.
That first caller referred to a memo we were talking about from Colonel Stephen Knorr. He's the chief of Fort Carlson's behavioral health unit. He's the guy who's been handing out a whole bunch of these personality disorders. He posted a memo that says we're not naive and shouldn't automatically believe everything soldiers tell us. He also urged his doctors to discharge troubled soldiers quickly, as he put it, get rid of the dead Woods.
Well, we need to get rid of one stinking colonel. That's who we need to get rid of. I tell you what, this guy's not located here in Washington. Where is this guy located?
Fort Carlson.
I like to smack him upside the head for saying stuff like that.
It's ridiculous that this would even be stated in a memo that was posted in an office as a directive to the people working for him, meeting with these soldiers.
Why is it our troops have to take this kind of garbage off crap guys like this, especially a guy who's in uniform, a colonel? And also the Surgeon General. I know she works for the president, but excuse me, are you a dippy or what?
Instead of correcting cases that were uncovered by all this reporting, she decided to bury them. She had this quote-unquote independent panel of health experts who reviewed all these cases. They didn't meet with one soldier to talk about this condition. They basically said PTSD, nah, you have a pre-existing personality disorder, which never, by the way, got brought up in their evaluations as they were joining the service.
Well, I'll tell you what, friends, I wish we had some more show to talk about this, but we're running out of time here, and what we'd like you to do is call your congressman and tell him what you heard on the program this morning, because it is outrageous.
Yes.
Outrageous. So it doesn't really matter what you think about the war in Iraq. What you need to think about is how are our troops being taken care of when they come back? And if you've heard the program this morning, then you ought to be outraged, yeah. Just simply outraged. So please do something about it and call somebody who can do something about it. And we know we will. Anyway, it's 7:58. It's time to go. I'm turning orange as we speak. That means I'm walking.